Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Hello, it's hot and it's gross and it's going to get hotter and grosser. It will be.
We all have our own personal saunas. Right now, it's like, oh man, I wish I had a sauna. Well, guess what? You do. Step outside, you sweat, you detox, all that water weight. Everybody has water weight.
Yeah, but you're wearing pants. Do we have to keep going over this?
Listen.
When you're wearing pants, you don't want the sauna.
I didn't have pants on.
Do you wear jeans into a sauna?
Well, first of all, I didn't wear pants this morning when I was outside. I was in shorts. Now that I'm inside, I have my pants back on.
But you're going to have to leave here, aren't you? At some point, you don't get to stay in this room all day. Anyway. Speaking of awful, it's going to be really awful this weekend.
So I heard almost 100 both Saturday and Sunday.
Ugh.
It's real, guys. We're in summer.
Actual summer is Friday. Like the start of summer is actually Friday.
Is it really?
And, and just in time. It's going to be real gross.
Well, the good news is, like I said, we're all going to lose water weight. So hydrate. And feel a little slimmer this week. We're all going to feel slim and good.
And gross. 314-436-7900. Join the show today by calling and texting Odyssey app. You have it on your phone, don't you? You don't? What's your problem? You can leave us a voice message from the app. Did you know that? Well, you know it now. Did you know that you can watch us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter? You should follow us at Chris Amy KMOX. Did you know that?
Ugh.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Over $40 million from Ram's settlement money has been allocated or will be allocated to tornado relief efforts as the Board of Aldermen in St. Louis approved that yesterday.
And St. Louisan Matthew Tkachuk has won his second consecutive Stanley Cup. The Florida Panthers defeated the Edmonton Oilers again, for the second year in a row in the Stanley Cup Final. They are Stanley Cup champions. Now, remember, Pat Maroon, St. Louisan, won three cups in a row. St. Louis, Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay. And now Matthew Tkachuk. St. Louisans are really into consecutive Stanley Cups. I also do feel bad for Connor McDavid. I forgot where we were. I'm so sorry.
We're still in the top three, Amy. We have a full segment later.
I was so excited. Hockey Amy came back.
One sentence. Cardinals beat the White Sox in the first of a series in Chicago. They play again tonight. We have the Gas House Gang today, too, at 12 o'clock. Tom Ackerman and this guy right here.
Good conversation with Cardinals manager Ollie Marmol yesterday.
It's always good with him.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough.
Look,
conversation.
I know that people are, when things are not going well, and they are, other than yesterday, it was a beating of the White Sox. That's exactly how it should go, by the way, because the Sox are horrendous. But the manager always takes it. The manager is the one who gets the brunt of it. And I know people are nodding their heads right now going, yes, he's in charge of the team. He sets the lineup. Yeah, he does. But I just don't, I don't think that we give it the appropriate amount of credit. Like what a manager does, set a good clubhouse environment, make sure players are on the right track, and then they have to help themselves. It's just that simple. And I don't think the losing streak is about him. So I love the conversations with Oliver Marmol. And I think they are revelatory. I think it's good to hear him. He's honest. And I appreciate them every Tuesday at 12 o'clock.
No, it's really good. And going back to where I got distracted, I don't know what happened. I literally just started thinking about hockey and how it's crazy that you have these St. Louisans on these Stanley Cup teams. But, Ronj, I'm not going to lie. I do feel bad for Connor McDavid. Just such an enormous amount of pressure on his shoulders since he was 17 years old. I think he became captain of the team at 18. He might have still been 17, but he was so young. He's looked at as like the second coming, you know, in Canada. And he was on horrendous teams. He was on horrendous teams for years. For a long time, they said, you know, Edmonton was, quote, on a rocket ship to hell. That was one longtime hockey commentator in Canada. So for them to make it to the Stanley Cup final twice is outstanding. But yes, Connor McDavid comes up short again. And a lot of people are saying you can't put him in the conversation with Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux until he wins a cup.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not all about him. It is a team sport.
It's
a team sport more than any.
But that's
I shouldn't say that.
You know, they say like, oh, he's a great player, but he never won.
Right.
He never won.
Which I think is a lazy argument a lot of times.
What about Dan Marino?
Exactly. One of the all-time greats. There's no question about it. You got to have a good team around you. The quarterback will put you ahead and will give you an advantage over most teams, like half the teams in football. Mm-hmm. If you have a good quarterback, you're better than half the teams in football. But if you have a lousy team around you, you're not going to win. It doesn't matter. So I always think the championship thing is a lazy argument. It happens a lot with LeBron and Michael. You know, people are arguing who's better, Michael Jordan, LeBron James. And I am a Bulls fan. I'm a Michael Jordan fan. I grew up at a time where he was coming through, so it was very easy to jump on board that in the 90s. And I love Michael. And I happen to think he is better than LeBron James, but I think the championships argument is lazy because he also had an awesome team around him.
Yeah.
Those guys that he played. Scottie Pippen, awesome. Dennis Rodman, very good. He had some of the best role players in the history of the league. We're on that team, or on the teams that he had. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a lazy argument to just say, well, you've got six championships.
What about this, though? Because I get it. And like I said, it wasn't Connor McDavid's fault that he was on a terrible team, just like it wasn't Steven Jackson's fault that he was on those horrible Rams teams. We wasted his career. I still think about that. We completely wasted the career of Steven Jackson. But when you look at the Edmonton Oilers now they've had a good team for a small handful of years. You've made it to the Stanley Cup final twice in a row. So that means you're surrounded by good players like Leon Draisaitl. I mean, that's the Wayne Gretzky, Jari Kurri from the 80s. You have Skinner who's been playing outstanding. So at what point do you say, okay, he had good teams around him? Is it on the shoulders of the captain to lead them to win if they are making it to the final or making deep runs into the playoffs?
You can only do so much.
And I get it.
You can only do so much.
I completely get it, but it's always part of the conversation. At any rate, St. Louis, fun to see Keith Tkachuk in the stands with his wife Chantel. Brady Tkachuk was there. Obviously, he's with the Ottawa Senators. But St. Louis hockey, man, I think up until 2016, I believe that no St. Louisan was drafted in the first round of the NHL. I believe that's true. And then in 2016, five St. Louisans were drafted in the first round. That's insane. That's such an overrepresentation by the city of St. Louis.
So it's the Kachucks and Maroon. And who was the other one?
Well, he wasn't drafted in the first round. No, that wasn't. It was Matthew Tkachuk was the first one. And then you had Clayton Keller. And I'm trying to remember. And then you had Logan Brown, who's the son of Jeff Brown, Luke Kunin, and who was the Trent Frederick?
What percentage of the hockey players drafted from St. Louis have hockey fathers that were from somewhere else? So it's like,
well, I mean, Keith Tkachuk was from the United
Massachusetts,
States,
right?
Yeah, but he was USA. Jeff Brown from Canada, but they lived here. The other ones, I don't think so. I think it was just Jeff Brown's son and Keith Tkachuk's son. I don't think the others played, but I would have to double check.
So
if they did, they didn't have storied careers.
It's great that a St. Louisan has won a Stanley Cup. I was rooting against them. I wanted Canada to get it. I want Edmonton to finally win something, you know?
That's what I mean. I felt bad.
And I'm sick and tired of the state of Florida winning Stanley Cups.
That part I don't like.
I'm over that.
That part I don't like. But you know who I do love, though? The Florida Panthers coach, Paul Maurice.
Oh,
he's
I don't
my
care about
coach.
Him.
I love him.
Forget, because of all those people in Florida, they get the benefit of...
They don't even care.
Exactly.
They're in Miami.
There's like five people there
South
who care
Florida
about hockey.
South Florida doesn't need the Stanley Cup.
How do they even keep the ice cold?
That's a great question.
It's too humid down there.
It is. But at any rate, I love Paul Maurice and Jamie Compan, who no one cares about this, but this is a St. Louis tie-in. He is the assistant coach for the Florida Panthers under Paul Maurice. They were both with the Winnipeg Jets before that. But Jamie Compan was the video coach for the St. Louis Blues back when I was like 16 years old, playing in men's leagues in Chesterfield at the Hardee's Iceplex, which has now been knocked down. And I used to play with Jamie Compan, and he was always very nice to me.
Really, that should have been our top story. Jamie Compan wins a Stanley Cup championship ring.
Used to play at the Hardee's Iceplex.
He did? Wait a minute, who?
There's a lot of people listening who remember that Hardee's Iceplex.
What percentage of people listening do you think know who Jamie Compan is?
No. Well, how about let's go to the Hardee's Iceplex. What percentage of people know what the Hardee's Iceplex is?
I bet it's less than 30.
Listen, guys, I need this. I need you guys to come through for me because Chris Ranji hurts my feelings on a daily basis.
I do not.
314-436-7900. If you know who Jamie Compan is, I would love for you to text in. Great guy.
Great guy?
Great guy.
Great guy. I don't doubt it.
I do. I mean, I don't really know him.
I have no reason to doubt that Jamie Compan is a fantastic guy.
I think it was a Gordon Bombay story. Like, he would have played in the NHL, but he had a knee injury in the minors. You know, that's what happened to
him. Now, if Emilio Estevez won a cup, that would be interesting.
Well, he would have if he hadn't... If he hadn't gotten hurt and blown a .808.
Is that what happened? He got drunk?
Yes, that's why he had to coach the team.
I
that's
haven't
not why
seen
he got
Mighty
hurt.
Ducks in 500 years. I do not remember it.
If he had not been a high-profile lawyer who blew a .08.
He was a high-profile lawyer?
Man, you don't know anything.
I do not remember.
He worked for Mr. Duckworth. Quack, 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 Mr. Duckworth.
I remember the big boy. Was firing pucks into a big, like a moving trunk.
I cannot believe I let
I remember
this,
that part.
This personality
and I remember
make me
the,
feel bad about myself.
I remember the formation on the ice, the birds.
The flying V.
The I remember that. I remember that.
Guys, it's time for the formation of
I
the birds.
I remember Goldberg, who I think is dead now, isn't he? He had a drug problem.
Oh, I don't think he's dead. I think he got into some trouble. Did he die?
I think Goldberg,
we'll
the goalie's dead.
Up. Anyway,
we will check on that for you.
Hey, here's what we're going to talk about next. I almost got scammed by a text yesterday over a speeding ticket.
You almost got scammed?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you didn't.
Well, you have to listen to find out.
Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM, KMOX. Did Amy get scammed? She lost all her money.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
So, Ranj, you remember, I got a speeding ticket, okay?
Yeah.
I got a speeding ticket, and I had to, like, take care of it and, like, talk to a lawyer because you don't want to just pay the ticket, which seems like the point, the path of least resistance. The problem is then you get the points and your insurance goes up and it's a mess. So if you can, talk to somebody, get a lawyer, get everything fixed up, which I did. So after dealing with all that, then the final thing, you write the check. And of course, very scary notice. It's like, hey, everything's all taken care of. We need you to write the check. We need to receive the check by this date. Otherwise, there will be a warrant out for your arrest, which I don't care if it's 60 days from now. It's terrifying to me to know that I am on a ticking time bomb of a warrant out for my arrest. Because I am terrified of being arrested and going to prison. It's not going to be a good thing.
Be great content for us.
So I'm getting ready to write the check, and I'm getting ready to go to the post office. And you know how, like, sometimes you have something you're ready to mail and you don't get to the post office, or you don't get to a mailbox for a couple of days. So I'm like, here I go. I'm going to mail it this thing today. And as I'm driving to the post office, I get a text that says it's from the Missouri Department of Transportation. Final notice that enforcement penalties are going to begin. Their records show that I still have an outstanding traffic ticket in accordance with Missouri State Administrative Code 15C16.003. If I do not complete the payment by this date, we'll take the following action. They're going to suspend my vehicle registration, suspend my driving privileges, transfer these charges, and you may be prosecuted and your credit score will be affected. Pay at MoDOT.org. And then it got a little weird. -te.icu/US. That didn't seem right.
Sounds official, though.
But there was a MoDOT.org in it, right? Which is the tricky part. So it's like, please pay immediately. But it sounded so official. I took that ticket that I was going to pay the whole thing. I drove it to the Clayton courthouse.
But you didn't click the link.
No, I did not.
Did you even respond to the text?
No, I didn't.
Don't respond to the text.
I didn't respond and I didn't click.
If you get this text.
But I read it and I was scared. And part of me is like, it says MoDOT.org. I'm like, but also, what does MoDOT doesn't do tickets? Do they? Like, isn't it the police? I don't know. Something felt off, especially after the .org, how there were extra letters. So I drove it to the courthouse, my actual ticket and the check, and I said I'd like to play this and pay this in person. It's super easy. There are signs outside the courthouse that say to pay your ticket, go through these doors and go to the window that says pay your ticket. So the lady was so friendly, and I said, okay, mile taken care of. Yep, you did everything right. Yep, you've got it, you know, you got it taken care of and so forth. And I said, can I ask you a question? I got this text and I showed her, and she's like, no, that is a scam. We will never, ever, ever text you or call you. Like, that's not how the court operates. She said everything with the court comes by mail. But I said, this looks so official. And she said, oh, I know. She's like, people come in and they're panicked. A lot of, you know, elderly people will say, right, hey, I paid it through this link and they've been scammed. And I just want to say, it is scary how much information they have. She said scammers go to CaseNet so they can see if you have a ticket or a toll booth violation or whatever it may be. If, you know, a speeding ticket, a parking ticket, they go to CaseNet, they get information, they throw out dates and codes and your name and what you did. And it's so specific that it feels real. And like I said, I knew I had this taken care of with a lawyer, but it still scares you when you get a text like that. And so if you do ever get a text from toll booth or Missouri Department of Transportation, or you have to pay bail for somebody, it's a scam. They never text or call. They never do that.
It's, you know what it's called? This is called smishing. You know,
smishing?
Like phishing.
Uh-huh.
But it is SMS. So it's a combination of SMS and phishing. They put the two things together and it is called smishing. And most of this is coming from overseas. There was an investigation in Tennessee from the FBI there that found a similar thing that is going on. And the number, is there a phone number on the text that you got? Does it look like a local number or does it look like a...
So the area code was an 804.
Okay.
I don't know what that would be. Because but usually it's like a 44, like the Philippines or something.
Yeah, so it's the Philippines where they believe this particular one is originating and they are using artificial intelligence to formulate these text messages. So they seem real. Mm-hmm. They do have information that makes it seem totally legitimate.
Yeah.
So I just, it's the same sort of advice we give people every time we talk about these phishing scams,
yeah,
whether it's an email or a text message and they sound legit, even if it is a voice call, because mm-hmm, we've talked about being able to replicate the voice of somebody that you know.
Yeah.
And with artificial intelligence, it is easy for that to happen. There can be a scammer who can call you and they can sound like somebody in your family and they're saying, I'm in trouble, I need you to do this and wire this money here, and it sounds like your family member. It may not be. So
no,
you've got to be very careful with stuff like this. And it's so
text.
Easy to click links.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just don't think about it. So it's good to remind people continuously about it.
The UPS ones get me because when I order packages, like you can order from shop or like say Patagonia or whatever, they text you now shipping updates. So I do get texts with shipping updates on, you know, a face cream that I bought or mm-hmm, a backpack. And so when you get a UPS shipping update, I have to stop and look at the number and think, okay, what this feels, it feels off. It is always safer. Do not click a link. Always go directly to that company. Go to Patagonia. Call them and
yes,
say, hey,
I always
is this
do
from
that.
You?
Yeah. I always do that or go to their website and see if I can log in, if I have a login credentials and see if there's
scary,
a status
man.
On the order. Always do that. Do not respond. Do not text stop. If you have not signed up for something in particular, do not text stop. Do not respond to it and delete it. You just want to go ahead and delete the text so you don't accidentally click the link. So speaking of scams, there have been people and there have been insurance scams that have been happening in the wake of the tornado which rolled through St. Louis just over a month ago. To talk about that and what is being done and what you can do, Angela Nelson, director of the Missouri Department of Commerce and Insurance, joins us next on KMOX.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. And it is time to go to the guest line this morning. And by the way, we are glad to have you with us. And after one of the worst things that happens in the aftermath of a natural disaster, a tornado like came through St. Louis just over a month ago, is people taking advantage of it or people taking advantage of insurance or just any sort of, you know, things you shouldn't be doing as a human being. To talk about that with us, Angela Nelson, director of the Missouri Department of Commerce and Insurance, joins the show on 104.1 FM KMOX. Angela, we appreciate your time.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
So can you tell us how people are being misled or being taken advantage of after something like that happens in the city?
So usually what happens is the most common incidences of fraud that we have heard, not just here in Missouri, but obviously in other states around the country, is the most common type is contractors that will come in from another state or alleged contractors that will come in from another state, and they will use high pressure tactics to convince people to either sign contracts with them that are not really good contracts, or they will attempt to take money from those individuals without ever actually intending to do the work. And so those are the big, big red flags for us that we want to highlight and bring folks' attention to, so that they are mindful and aware and are you know, doing everything they can to be to avoid being taken advantage of.
So this would be something like, even if you have insurance, you know, say, okay, you're going to have a certain amount of money, maybe you don't have the insurance money yet, but they come in and say, hey, we see the damage to your house. Listen, we're in. We can do this now. We're going to give you a good price because, you know, we're on a time limit. And, you know, it could take a year. It could take longer if you don't go with us. So do this now. Just pressuring them, taking advantage of their uncertainty and their vulnerability after they've had their homes destroyed.
Absolutely. Big promises like that are a genuinely huge red flag. Okay. Of saying, oh, yeah, you know, other contractors will take, you know, 18 months to 24 months. We'll get you done in a year. That's a big red flag. The other red flag that we want people to be aware of is if you have a contractor that, for instance, would come in and let's say that you have an older home and it's got the standard, you know, Formica countertops is one example. Mm-hmm. We know, like, for instance, after the Joplin tornado, we had contractors that would come in and they would promise that they would negotiate for the homeowner with their insurance company, and that they would get them granite countertops and, you know, all these upgrades. That is absolutely not true. That will not happen. That is another red flag and an indicator of someone who has fraudulent intent.
And just, Angela, on the timeline, would it be then that someone says, hey, it's going to take you 16 months? Because I have several friends who lost their homes. Thankfully, they do have, you know, resources. They have insurance. But they are being told it's going to take like 1 or 2 years to get it repaired. So let's say, yeah, you already have that time frame in your mind. Then someone says, hey, we can get this done in a year. So you pay them. You might not even think to check on them for like, right, 8 months or something. And by that time, they're long gone. Is that a big concern, too, is that you've already kind of figured, well, I won't hear for a long time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in those circumstances, they should not be giving any money to these contractors. They should not be giving any money outside of maybe perhaps a small amount of a deposit. They should be holding on to their money until the time that the work actually begins. And then, generally speaking, most contractors are only going to require a portion of that overall amount or estimate to repair to be paid up front so that they can purchase the materials and supplies. And usually you pay the balance of that once the repairs are completed. So again, we need folks to understand what to expect so that they can protect themselves from being taken advantage of.
So just to clarify, are these actual contractors with bad intentions or people pretending to be contractors?
It can be both.
Okay.
It can absolutely be both. And so that's why we tell folks, you know, when you're hiring, and it is the homeowner's right and obligation to choose their own contractor. Insurance companies can make recommendations, but you as the homeowner, you get to select who does the repairs on your home. And so we recommend that people get recommendations from their friends or family. If they don't have anyone that they can get a recommendation from, certainly within the city of St. Louis, they should make sure that that contractor is licensed with the city. They should make sure that they've, you know, done a check on the Better Business Bureau to see if that business is legitimate, if they have a lot of complaints against them from other, you know, customers. And certainly if it's someone from out of state, then I would definitely hesitate to enter into any contract with them and certainly not give them any money, because that is another, you know, potential red flag is people coming in from out of state to try to take advantage. And they may not be here in that period of time.
And will these contractors or pretend contractors, is it they just roll up to your house physically and come up to you and say, hey, I see you've got damage, or do they reach out by phone? How are they doing this?
I think it can be any one of the above. We have had circumstances where contractors have done unsolicited phone calls, unsolicited mailers. Mm-hmm. They have done unsolicited, you know, drive-bys where they literally, you know, drive through a neighborhood, walk up to doors. Those are red flags. You should probably not be, you know, hiring someone who has solicited you. It should really be someone that you have taken at least a few minutes of time to try to verify that they're a reputable company, hopefully with someone, a friend or family member that you know, before you ever think about truly hiring them.
We've talked about contract fraud, but I know also you need to watch out for like insurance fraud, if that's the phrase for it. What are you worried about with insurance companies and how they might take advantage of people? I know, again, a conversation I had 2 days ago said their insurance company comes at someone with what feels like a big sum of money. Like, hey, we'll give you $50,000 right now, because the insurance company knows it's going to cost so much more than that. But if the person takes that money, then they're kind of hosed. That claim is closed.
So that's a very common misperception, and I'm glad you asked me that question, because I would like to clear that up. So first off, that's not what we call insurance fraud. You know, if an insurance company is not handling a claim correctly, that's kind of a different bucket of issues. But insurance fraud is where people are intentionally, you know, submitting false claims, inflating claims, and we as consumers all pay for those types of fraud through higher premiums. But what you're really talking about are the concerns that folks have. And it's very common, for instance, for a homeowner's policy that provides replacement cost coverage. So that means eventually they're going to replace your stuff with like kind and quality, that they're going to help you rebuild or repair your home. And generally speaking, the initial payments that are made are done at a depreciated value. And that's just to get you started, you know, with your contractors, again, to make sure that you've got enough money to fully pay for all those repairs and have enough money to truly go through and replace all of your personal belongings. But your insurance company should tell you to keep your receipts. And as you are doing those expenditures, then you give those receipts to your insurance company, and then you will get what are called supplemental payments along the way. Okay. So what I would tell folks is they need to ask their adjuster, you know, for the total estimate of damage, what to expect, and then just to kind of walk them through very basically what the process is. Is this the last amount that I'm going to receive, or do I have an opportunity to, you know, if my contractor gets in there and they find when they tear out a wall that there's additional damage that your insurance adjuster didn't see, do I have the ability to come back and show you that additional damage and get extra money? The answer should be yes. But we want folks to just ask those questions, have that conversation with their adjuster. Now, having said all of those things, there are inevitably circumstances that come up in an insurance claim process where there are disagreements between a contractor about what needs to be done versus what an insurance adjuster believes should be done and what is maybe the insurance company's obligation. Homeowners do not have to, you know, enter into those negotiations alone. That is a service that our department provides. If a consumer, a resident, a homeowner believes that an insurance company is not paying them the full amount of damage and they don't believe that they're getting attention and they're not making headway, we want them to come to the department. They can file a complaint with our department. We will take a look at how the insurance company has been handling that particular claim. And if there are differences in what is the expectation of the damage, we actually try to mediate those differences for the homeowner. And we do that free of charge. And that, to me, is very important. They don't have to go out and hire an attorney. Attorneys could take, you know, 25% to 30% to 40% of whatever they recover. That means you got less money to repair and replace your stuff. Mm-hmm. So we want people to call us first because we're free and we have the resources and expertise to help folks through those issues.
And so this is the Missouri Department of Commerce and Insurance. Maybe this is a question you don't have an answer to, but is this similar to what the Illinois Department of Insurance does?
Actually, it is. Okay. Every state in the across the country has a Department of Insurance, and my colleagues in those departments around the country similarly have consumer affairs divisions that will accept complaints against insurance companies or agents, will investigate those and mediate if there's disputes and or resolve issues with insurance companies if they're not complying with the law or the policy that they issued.
So we heard Senator Hawley right in the aftermath of it was a day or two later, and he came down to survey the damage for himself, and he sort of put that warning out to companies like State Farm, and he named State Farm by name, that if they don't pay up, he's going to come after them. So is that the sort of thing where he empowers your particular organization to do something? What can he actually do?
So actually, we have been working very closely with Senator Hawley's office, and we are actually coordinating complaints that his office receives, and our staff will actually be investigating those. And that is because in the United States, insurance is regulated by the states. There is no federal regulation of insurance products. Each state, as I said, has a Department of Insurance, and we as a director here or a commissioner in other states are charged with protecting the consumers in our state. Our state legislators pass the laws of the standards that they expect insurance companies to adhere to within the state. And as director of this department, my obligation is to make sure that all insurance companies that are operating in this state follow every single law that the Missouri General Assembly has passed, and that they meet every obligation, every promise that they made to a policyholder under the policy that they issued.
And Angela, I also just wanted to bring this up as well. Charity fraud and what people need to look out for with what that is and how to spot it.
Yeah, again, I think that for most folks, we've all had those strange text messages, right, that come up unsolicited on our phones. I think that's probably the most common one, or obviously, emails that come through. I think most of us are very aware of the large charitable organizations that are very well known, not only for the wonderful work that they do, but they're very well known for being legitimate. And so I would really caution folks that if you get a solicitation from an organization that you've never heard from, please, please, please do not click that email. Do not click the link on your phone. Don't give that money away. We would really encourage you to focus your charitable efforts on those organizations that we all have known, long established within our communities, and let them do the great work that they do.
Angela Nelson, Director of the Missouri Department of Commerce and Insurance, we appreciate the information today. Thank you for joining us to talk about this, because we know that there are a lot of people out there who will get scammed, and it is no fault of their own, because this is, it's very confusing. And, I know that emotions are high when something happens to your home. So thank you so much for talking about it.
Yeah.
If I could just add one last thing, just so folks know where to reach our staff. Mm-hmm. And again, I've got wonderful staff that do amazing work every day on behalf of Missourians. And I want everyone to know that we're here to help. They can find us at www.insurance, all spelled out, .mo.gov. They can file a complaint with us online 24/7. But if they want to call and talk to a human being, we actually have a toll-free number that they can call and they can chat about their claim. That number is 800-726-7390. And we're more than glad to help any Missourians that are having any issues or concerns.
Is that website different than dci.mo.gov? Or is it taken to the same place?
It takes them to the same place, but it's maybe just a little bit easier to remember with the insurance in there.
We'll give this information out again later on today. I know it is so needed. And Angela, thank you so much for all the information. Hopefully we can talk to you again and continue this conversation.
Absolutely. You all call anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angela
Nelson with the Missouri Department of Commerce and Insurance. Also, for the Illinois side, mm-hmm. I don't know if there is a simpler website, but their website is IDOI for Illinois Department of Insurance. So it is IDOI.illinois.gov. So if you think that, maybe the insurance company you're working with is not above board, IDOI.illinois.gov.
I'm just going to editorialize very quickly here. There's a special place in hell for people who take advantage of those who have suffered a tragedy, lost their homes, their belongings, or loved ones. Just throwing that out there in case you're thinking of doing that. Seriously.
Well,
isn't there, don't you think, there is a special place in hell for those people, because that is awful to take advantage of people in this situation.
Yeah.
That's no, it. I mean, that's all I have to say.
Well, and I hope they take the threat seriously.
I do too.
Or I hope they don't go, it's down the road. I don't have to worry about that for a while. Because it's pretty amazing that you'd even think to do it. That you'd even think to take advantage of somebody who's just lost almost everything.
It's so cruel. Anyway, thank you to Angela, and that's good information. We'll give that out later as well.
It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Did you see this with Chris and Amy?
So, Ranj, there was a train wreck in 1971 in Salem, Illinois, and 11 people died. Well, there was a tomb or a grave there of an unidentified victim of that train wreck. A Mizzou student, Henry Morton, a student at Mizzou, he's a native of Salem. He teamed up to exhume the body because they thought, hey, we have DNA testing. Let's find out who this unidentified victim is from the 1971 train wreck. So when they dug up the coffin, it wasn't one unidentified victim. There were multiple victims. And apparently, at least one was a child, because they said the growth plate in the cranium of one was an adult, but it certainly didn't, quote, go along with the little arms. Ugh, which is sad. So anyway,
good.
They believe that there were three people. They were amazed by the conditions of the bodies. I guess they were in pretty good shape. So they're going to use DNA testing to see who all these people were.
Wow. That's quite a surprise. It's more than you expected.
Digging up one old dead body is always, you know, that's a trip in and of its own. But when you open the thing up and there are multiple bodies, so maybe it was a family? I don't know.
Good Lord.
Anyway.
On a lighter note, did you see the Naked Gun trailer for the new Leslie Nielsen? Liam Neeson?
A little similar in name.
Very similar. Liam Neeson is in the new Naked Gun, which is being released on August 1st, and the trailer is out. It looks a little... It has a different look than the original. It's slapsticky, but like a modern slapstick, I guess. I don't know. But I'm interested. I don't have high hopes for it. But I am interested. I'd like to see how Liam does in this. Well, Pamela Anderson's in it. Cody Rhodes is in it.
No.
I thought Cody Rhodes was from St. Louis. He's not, right? Who is the wrestler from St. Louis? Not Cody. Oh, Orton.
Orton?
Randy Orton? He's from St. Louis.
Oh, he is. Yeah. Not Ricky Horton.
Not Ricky Horton. Busta Rhymes is in it. Paul Walter Hauser. I love him. He's in this movie. Big fan. That's Amy Marks Kors, and it's coming out August 1st in theaters near you. I'm Chris Ranji. When we come back, Andrew Egger from The Bulwark is going to join us. A lot happening politically in the last 48 hours, so we will get Andrew's take on it next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.